Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But there's a time to seek the Lord. And now we need to seek him while he may be found. I mean, there was a period of time where people were seeking the Lord and then finding him and then being refreshed by him. But, you know, Genesis says that God's spirit will not always contend with man. And I think oftentimes there's a tendency to, believe it or not pay God any attention. And so there's a notion or an idea that if I'm not walking with God, that that's okay. Maybe I can get to him when I'm able to. Mm-hmm. And not a good strategy. Not a good strategy. Isaiah 55 verse 1 begins to give us an invitation. The word of God says, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. You know, there's bread in God's house. God is giving us an invitation to seek him, to come to him. He tells us in the Gospels, those who are weary and heavy laden, come, for I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. He stands at the door in Revelation knocking, not pounding, not kicking the door down, but knocking. And he says, anyone who hears my voice and opens the door. So you got to, it's not just hearing God. A lot of people hear the word of the Lord. They hear instruction. They hear wisdom. They hear God speaking to them, but they are hardening their hearts and they're putting fingers in their ears. And Jesus says that if I stand at the door and knock, and anyone who hears my voice and opens it, the door, then I will come in and eat with him and him with me. That there is an invitation for relationship and intimacy, but you have to open yourself up. You have to open yourself up. And so with that, you'll find God. And in verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. See, this is the thing, is that oftentimes the enemy will shame you into doing something. Actually, he will entice you and bait you into doing something. And once you've sinned and you've fallen, then he'll shame you for getting involved in that sin. And God's saying, listen, the pardon is found not in you hiding or trying to do what Adam and Eve did and cover yourselves and do your own sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, the pardon is when you come to me and you deal with me. You come out of the darkness. Right. Come into the light. Mm-hmm. And, when you're driving and you've done driving schools and, you know, you've taken these courses, you've learned a whole bunch of things. And interesting about traffic signs, that a stop sign means stop, you know, but have you ever heard of a California stop?
No.
I never heard of California. I heard that a California stop is when you come to a stop sign and you don't come to a complete stop. See, a complete stop is you stop the vehicle from moving, you turn to your left and you turn to your right to make sure that everything is clear. And then you proceed to go from a stop position. But a California stop is you're right up on top of that stop sign. And instead of coming to a complete full stop, you kind of tap that brake a little bit and stop the, you know, pause the car and run right through the stop sign. California stop.
Sounds like a yield.
Yeah. Not even a yield. This is like I'm going to test it. You pause the car for a little bit and blow right through. Yeah. A rolling stop. Chris says, thank you. Well, that's not a stop.
Yeah.
That's not a stop. You didn't stop at the stop sign. And a lot of times, you know, believers don't stop at the stop sign. They don't stop at God's word. They don't stop in fully confessing the things to the Lord. They kind of casually tap that brake a little bit and keep it moving. And one thing about God is that he can't be overlooked. He cannot be taken advantage and or ignored for too long. And he has given us the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. These are commandments to live by. These are values. And many make a fatal mistake of mistaking God's kindness, his mercy, and his compassion for weakness. You know, God is not a pushover.
Or tolerance.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God's not a pushover. He is not begging humanity to follow him. He's not just waiting around for humanity to make up their minds. I think that there's a warped concept that people think that they can just come to God whenever they can, that God is there, and when I need something, I can reach out to him. Right. And where things get bad enough, no, God is holy. He must be revered. And when we go back to the beginning of the book, beginning of the Bible in Genesis, the very, very first verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and we know that he created man. And if God created us and everything that we're living in, I would dare think, Steve, I would dare think that maybe we should care about the one whose world we're living in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like a young person, a child living in their parents' house and doing their own thing. It's like, let's just have a little talk. Since I'm the one that's providing, say, the water, the food, the electricity, the bread, the clothes, everything that you have, really. I think that maybe there needs to be a little respect here, and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's come to grips with reality, you know what I mean? And
that's such a huge paradigm to have, because a lot of times when you don't think about it, it's the fact that, you know, we're breathing his air.
Yeah.
The very fact that he gives us the ability to breathe, he gives us the blood, the fact that our heart pumps, he holds us together, and it's just like, that's such a loving, merciful, and patient God that would allow us to say whatever we say, or say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there really a God? Do I really need God? It's just like God's giving you the very air to doubt him, and he still loves you.
Still loves you.
Yeah.
And the thing is that God, you know, he could have chose to create robots. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really did. But one of the most amazing things is that he gave us a sovereign will. He gave us the freedom to choose him or to deny him. I mean, he gave us that sovereign will that says so much about him. And so we have a choice. What are we going to do? And oftentimes we don't understand God's love. We take his love for granted. We take his kindness for granted. And when you do that, you basically put God in a box where he just becomes a lucky rabbit's foot. Mm. He becomes a good luck charm. And you dishonor him. And there's such a dishonoring approach to him. Listen, he is king, he is lord, he is savior, he is master and the creator of the universe. He is the boss. He is the man, you know. And he's loving, he's gracious, he's compassionate, he's filled with mercy. Mm. He empathizes with your weakness. I mean, Jesus was tempted in every way, yet without sin. I mean, he wants to relate to us. Mm-hmm. And us to relate to him, but you can't get it twisted. He's not like a Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And that's really a perception at large that many people have. He's just like a Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. When I need something, I'll dial him up. Mm-hmm. And then they begin to be shocked when that just doesn't work. And it's like, well, you don't have a relationship. Your perception of God is wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think about in the days of Noah, I mean, here Noah's a preacher of righteousness. He's telling the people the truth. The judgment is coming. Turn from your wicked ways, seek the Lord while he may be found. Now is the day, today, right now, it's happening. Turn to him, and he's prophetically building an ark as a constant reminder. I believe that was her preaching a message with every nail, with every wood board, with every, you know, assembly of this ark. He's preaching a message before them, and they're ignoring him. And they don't turn. Mm-hmm. But as the water started coming down, and the water started to rise, and they started realizing, I think we're in trouble. You think, well, how could that happen? Well, listen, we experienced the flood here, you know, and it didn't take long to realize that this torrential rain that's coming down for the last couple of hours is not stopping, and things are starting to change. Yep, that was my garbage can floating down the street. Yep, that was my neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Things are changing here. And you can only imagine what was happening to them. But then the door closed in the ark. See, there's a season, there is a time to go after God. There is a time to say that I'm going to turn my heart to him. And if you don't turn your heart to God while you have the chance, while you're alive, it's over. Mm-hmm. you know, there is a lot of myths. Hopefully we can talk about this in a coming program. You know, lies that Satan has so convinced so many that are true. But there's one huge lie that I've heard. I can't tell you how many times I've heard it, where people say, well, when I get to heaven and I die, then I'll begin to talk to God and we'll negotiate and I'll explain the error of my ways. You know, he'll understand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. Go, God understands. He's love. No, the time to explaining and the time to dealing with God is now. Mm-hmm. And listen, don't harden your heart. This is the day of salvation. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. But you have to understand that your paradigm of who God is must be what is true. And you find that in his word. You find that in who God says that he is. He loves you. Turn your heart to him while you still have the chance and walk with him. Make him your savior. Make him the Lord of your life. It'll be the best decision that you've ever made.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daytime Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daytime Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.